the Rockland Planning Commission of May 2nd, 2017 at 6:30 p.m. here at the City Council Chambers. And Commissioner Martinez, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Voss?
Here.
Commissioner Martinez?
Here.
Commissioner Whitmore?
Here.
Chairman Sloan?
Here.
Commissioner McKenzie is excused tonight.
Thank you. And I don't see any minutes on the agenda, which is item number 4. So we will move on to correspondence for the commission.
There is none, sir.
Thank you. At this time, we'd like to open the podium for citizens addressing the commission on non-agenda items. So any items you would like to discuss with the commission that are not included on the agenda, at this time, please approach the podium. And seeing none, we will move on to public hearings portion of the commission meeting. Item number 7, the Rockland Municipal Code Design Review Modifications. And I believe staff has a presentation.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, members of the commission, members of the public. Very brief presentation tonight. Back at the end of last year, the City Council approved a resolution which amended the city's design review objectives and established the new district architectural guidelines. At that time, in the staff report, it stated that if that project was approved, it would be coming back for amendments to the municipal code to make the code consistent with those amendments. That's essentially what we're doing tonight. We're bringing back amendments to Chapter 17.72 to reflect those previous approvals. This would ultimately improve internal consistency between all design review requirements throughout the city's requirements. There is a blue memo attached. Some minor just items were identified this morning, which required a little bit of cleanup. If you have any questions about that, feel free to ask. And that's pretty much all we have. With the blue memo incorporated, staff recommends that you recommend approval of the project to the City Council.
Thank you. Any questions for staff?
Just two quick questions. Can't get us out of here in 2 minutes, sir. On page 8 of the packet, there's a short list of items that are not subject to design review unless otherwise specified by council. And item 2 reads, all new single-family residential units on lots less than 6,000 square feet in area that are located in the R15 zone district. I won't read the rest. I was just trying to – I don't remember why that little carve-out was made. Do you remember, Brett? Or?
If you look at the R15 zone district in the municipal code, it says that they are specifically exempted from design review.
Okay.
And so – because they have that exemption, but then the architectural districts rescind the exemption, we had to add that layer in.
Gotcha. And then the last item here on page 10 of the packet, I was having a little bit of trouble trying to follow the design review board, which I understand is the planning commission, and then we have the architectural review committee, which are the appointed 5. So under item B, or I guess the question I have really is, what is the design review committee's authority on projects outside of architectural districts? So under item B, it says, within architectural districts established by the council, the architectural review committee shall take the following action on the following design review applications. And number 2 says, consider and take final action on design review applications on residential infill lots, et cetera, et cetera. So B sets up what the committee's authority is within architectural districts. Does the committee have a recommending authority outside of the districts or?
No. The only projects that come to the committee are the ones which are in those architectural districts. Otherwise, it would just go directly to the Planning Commission.
Okay. Great. That's all the questions I had.
Other questions for staff? Okay, seeing none, we would normally invite the applicant forward at this time, which is also the city. So at this time, we'll move on to the public. If there's anybody from the public that would like to come forward and speak on this issue, please do so. And seeing none, we will bring this back to the commission for discussion.
I'll just start. I mean, I think this is just a follow-up to previously contemplated items before the commission in the past. So I think this is consistent with the other changes that were made prior. So I support the language as proposed and would recommend to the council approval.
If I might interject, does that include the blue memo revisions?
It does include the blue memo items. Thank you.
So is that a motion?
I can certainly take the motion. I move that the resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Rockland recommending approval of an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Rockland to modify Chapter 17.72 of the Rockland Municipal Code regarding requirements for design reviews, ZOA 2017-0002, with the incorporation of the edits identified in the blue memo.
And I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you. Okay, moving on to non-public hearing items. Item number 8, informational items and presentations. Seeing none at this time, we'll move on to item number 9, reports and discussion items from planning commissioners. Do we have any from commissioners? No? Okay, reports and city staff. Reports from city staff, item number 10.
Just a reminder that there's nothing scheduled for your next meeting on May 16th. So.
Okay, thank you.
I just have one quick thing for you. We continue to move forward with the Rockland Adventures project. The city did receive 3 statement of qualification submittals from 3 firms. Today we had the mandatory pre-proposal conference. All 3 firms were represented. We did the walkthrough of the site and answer some questions, so on and so forth. There's a series of steps that are to follow, but it will culminate in them submitting their proposals by May or on May 26th. And then the committee will review those proposals, will rank them, and issue an intent to award and bring that to City Council sometime in June. Right now we're targeting June 27th, but it could be sooner depending on how discussions go and contract negotiations, so on and so forth. So, so far, things continue to look thumbs up on that project. And then the CUP will be going to City Council on May 9th, I believe it is. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you. I believe that's it. So item number 11, this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.